Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Lunchtime. I am Noah Hiles, and I am solo today. John, a little under the weather, so we're going to do things a little different here on this Friday episode of Lunchtime. It's just going to be me all by myself, and on Friday, we're going to be talking about my favorite thing in the world. We're going to be talking about gambling. It's a Noah's No Doubters Friday fun episode. If that's not enough alliteration for you, we're just going to, you know, pretend it is and get underway here. So we are jumping around league to league. We have NBA picks, we have NHL picks, and we have college basketball picks. I have three picks from each of the three leagues, so nine games altogether that you can either take to the bank and make money or fade me and have to explain to your significant other why you're poor. So that's the way it's going to go. We're going to jump right into things. We're going to start with the best league that I have had so far, picking, handicapping, the NBA. This month, I'm 71% in NBA games. Obviously, a small sample size this month, but we went with that number because it makes me look good at handicapping the NBA. First game we're going to look at, the Dallas Mavericks. The Dallas Mavericks are -4 tonight against the Orlando Magic, and we are going to do two bets on this game. The first bet we're going to go into is the Mavericks -4. We like them, and we're also going to hit on the over, which is 219.5, depending on the book that you might or might not be placing bets with. So we'll start with -4. Dallas, why we like them -4? They're on the road at Orlando. They are the second best road team against the spread in the NBA this year. They are 18-6-2. So if that's not enough to sway you against, you know, an average at best Orlando Magic team, they might be in the playoff picture, might be not. Who really cares? It's the eighth seed in the East. They're going to get steamrolled by Milwaukee anyway. They're facing the fourth worst home team against the spread in the NBA. The Orlando Magic 10-17-1 against the spread at home this year. 99% of the money, 99% of the money in this game on the Dallas Mavericks. Normally, you'll hear experienced gamblers say you want to fade the public, but in this instance, we're going to ride with the public. We're going with the public here. We are going Dallas Mavericks -4. We're also going with the over, as I said, the over 219.5. The Dallas Mavericks are in a little bit of a heater. One thing I love to do with overs and unders, I love to ride the wave. And right now, the wave is all on the over for the Mavs. It's hit in the last six games. And if you look on the other side of the court, the Orlando Magic, 3-1-1 in their last five games with the over. So the sharp money is actually favoring the under here, and we're going to fade that. And if you don't know what sharp money is, that's normally the difference between what the public percentage is and what the money percentage is. But we're fading the sharp money, so we're going with, again, the Mavericks -4 and the over in the Dallas-Orlando game, which is 219.5. Moving forward now to the other NBA game we'll be looking at, my third pick from the NBA. It is the Indiana Pacers. They are 6.5-point favorites tonight against the New York Knicks, and they're playing in the Mecca, Madison Square Garden. They are the sixth best road team in the NBA against the spread. They're 15-11. They're playing a New York Knicks team that, quite frankly, just stinks. They stink at home. They stink on the road. They stink off the court, on the court. They probably don't shower. I don't know. That's an invalid claim. But nonetheless, the New York Knicks 8-19 at home this season. I think it's a given that this New York Knicks team is, you know, tanking for another draft pick. They're constantly rebuilding. So we're going to expect the Pacers to win, but I think we're going to see a Pacers win by double digits, I would imagine. So 6.5, I'm feeling pretty comfortable there. Another element that plays into my pick for this one, it's a revenge game. That's right. The Indiana Pacers, last time they played the New York Knicks was on February 1st, and the Knicks beat them 92-85. For some, that might be unsettling, but you got to consider the time of the year. It's post-All-Star break. First game back since the break. Everyone's rested. And this is fight-or-flight mode right now in the NBA. You have teams that are fighting for a better playoff seed, a la the Indiana Pacers. And you have teams that are just looking around saying, when do we get to go on vacation? And that's the New York Knicks, their annual vacation of not making the playoffs. So the Knicks are done. They're mailing it in. The Indiana Pacers are well-rested and ready to go on a fight toward an Eastern Conference championship. So Hammer the Indiana Pacers -6.5. Again, NBA picks, I'm 71% this month. Mavericks -4, Pacers -6.5, Dallas and Orlando over 219.5. We move from the court to the ice now as we go to the NHL, where I'm 62.5% success rate this month. Not a big deal. And we are going to go with the most valuable team as far as gambling is concerned in the NHL for our first pick, and that is the New York Rangers. The Rangers, if you bet on the Rangers money line every game this season, you would have a profit of $993. That's if you were betting on them $100 each game of the year. Yeah, you'd have close to a $1,000 ROI, which is great. So they're the best team to bet on this year, which is always the safest bet when you're considering it that. They're 7-3 this month, the New York Rangers are. They're a young team. No one expected them to be this good, but they're fighting for a playoff spot. Want to get in that wild card. Of course, they're in the very tough Metro Division, but you never know. It's going down the stretch here in the NHL. And Carolina, while they're around, they're one spot ahead of the Rangers in the standings. Hockey has this little term. Normally, it's called the Vegas flu, what it's been referred to in the past couple years, where teams, when they're playing in Vegas or maybe the game after Vegas, they might be a little under the weather, probably because of the fun activities available in Vegas. Well, I think that also applies in Nashville. Nashville, a hell of a time if you've ever been there. I haven't, just from Instagram stories. That's what I've summarize. So I'm going to say Carolina might have a little bit of the Nashville flu. We're riding with the Rangers. We like the value there. They're an underdog. They're at +140. So we're taking the New York Rangers with our first NHL pick. Our second NHL pick is the game of the night. Probably the best sporting event to watch out of everything that's on TV tonight as far as, you know, professional and college sports. And that would be the Dallas Stars. Dallas Stars taking on the St. Louis Blues. These are two of the best teams in the Western Conference, and they are just a point apart, or two points apart, in the overall standings. They're in the same division. So the Dallas Stars, we're going to take them. They are home. They are -140. They're taking on a St. Louis Blues team that's red hot. I mean, they're the best team in the West right now. And they're coming. The Blues are coming off of a 1-0 win over Arizona last night. And one of my favorite things to do in hockey is fade a team who's coming off the front end of a back-to-back, especially if it's a close game. They got like 46 shots on net. Only one went through. That shows the effort that their skaters put forward. And to me, the biggest key here is Binnington, the St. Louis goalie who was great in the Stanley Cup last year. He's had back-to-back shutout wins in his last two games. Odds are he's probably not playing tonight. It's a huge game, and I could understand why he might be considered to play, but rarely do you see goalies play both games in a back-to-back, especially if, you know, they had a shutout win in the front end of that back-to-back. So Binnington probably not going to play tonight. If he does, I still like this pick regardless. The Stars are red hot. They've won 5 of their last 6. They've scored at least 3 goals per game in that 6-game span. So they're getting pucks on net. They're finding the back of the net, which is more important, something that teams have not been able to do against the St. Louis Blues. They haven't really even been able to get a lot of shots through. I think Binnington hadn't even seen 20 shots on net in his last 2 wins in those shutouts. And the Blues also not a great road team. 4-11 this year on the road, which is 18th best in the National Hockey League. So we like the Dallas Stars -140 for our second NHL pick. Our third and final NHL pick, we're going with the Colorado Avalanche, and we're going with the puck line. For our non-gambling friends watching along, first off, thank you for tuning in. Second off, what the puck line is, it's simply the spread. NHL rarely you'll have a spread more than a goal or a goal and a half. Right here, it's the Avalanche -1.5, and that's for the gamblers that are more than confident that this team is going to win. I think the Avalanche going up against the Anaheim Ducks, I think that's a given. I think the Ducks are going to get crushed, which is why I'm hammering the Avalanche -1.5. You're getting a +155 value there, which is a pretty good return on the dollar. It's probably the best value bet we've had so far. It actually 100% is the best value bet we have so far out of the games that I've listed. Avalanche, great road team. They're 18-9 on the road this season, which is the best in the Western Conference. They're on a 4-game road winning streak, which you just love to see. The Ducks stink at home. They're 12-12 at home this year, which is 4th worst in the NHL. The Ducks have allowed 16 goals in their last 4 games, and when you consider that in one of their last 4 games, they won 5-1, that means they've allowed 15 goals in their last three losses, which isn't stacking up great. As I mentioned before, the Dallas Stars and the St. Louis Blues have a big interdivision showdown for the best in the West, possibly at stake. Colorado's right behind those two. If you take a look at the Central Division standings, St. Louis, 78 points in first place. Dallas, 76 points in second place. Colorado, third place with 75 points. Considering the fact that, like I said, St. Louis and Dallas are playing each other tonight, one of those teams is going to lose. And if it doesn't happen in overtime or a shootout, one of those teams will get 0 points, meaning Colorado with the victory will jump into second place, or at least as a tie for the time being. So they have a lot to play for, the Avs do, and this is the stat that really made me want to go with the puck line as opposed to the money line here. Only 40% of the Anaheim Ducks games this year in 2020 have been determined by a one goal difference. Eight of the last 20, so 14 of their 20 games this year, this 2020, have been a 2-plus differential, be it a win or a loss. We're assuming most of those are losses because, like I said, the Ducks stink, and gives you a little bit more confidence that the Avs can win in a blowout here, which we're banking on. So that concludes the NHL picks. We move on now to college basketball, my favorite sport to bet on, and quite frankly, not my best. 50% this month for my college basketball picks. We got three of them here, and we're going to run through them right now. Sacred Heart at Merrimack. This one's for if you're maybe working a little late, staying a little late in the office, or need something to watch as soon as you get home from work. 5 o'clock tip-off, Sacred Heart and Merrimack. We're going with the under 128.5. And now you're thinking, 128.5, that's a pretty low scoring total. But let me tell you, it's not even close to what it opened up as. This line originally opened up at 124, and 99% of the money, I believe, is on the over, and that's because the Sharps hammered that line when it was at 124, forcing it to go up to a spot where Vegas might not be comfortable with it being at 128.5. You look at why it wouldn't be comfortable, because both of these teams are the kings of under. They are the kings of not getting over the point total. In the last 11 games, Sacred Heart, 9-2 with the under. The under is 9-2 in Sacred Heart's last 11 games. And if you didn't think that could get any better, 10-2 is the under's record in the last 12 Merrimack games, including a 7-game under streak. These two teams, they play defense. They don't shoot well from the field. Bank it on the under for this one. Pick number two, we're staying in the NEC with Robert Morris. This is a team that I've covered as a freelancer. I've seen this team play multiple times, and they're -6.5 tonight against a Mount St. Mary's team that, quite frankly, like I said with the New York Knicks, this team's just mailed it in. They don't care anymore. Andy Toole, head coach of Robert Morris, does care. Very good coach, very good motivator, and this team needs a win. They're on a 2-game losing streak after winning, I think, 5 or 6 games in a row. They had a tough call that cost them a victory last weekend, and they dropped a tough one at home. Robert Morris at home again now, and they, like I said, they need a win. This is a team that's trying to make it in March. They're fighting for good seeding as the NEC tournament approaches. Mount St. Mary's, like I said, mailed it in, lost 6 of their last 7. RMU has winning records against the spread overall, against the spread at home, and against the spread as a favorite. So that -6.5 line doesn't scare me at all. And Robert Morris, cherry on top here, they just played Mount St. Mary's 8 days ago. On the road, Robert Morris beat Mount St. Mary's 77-60. So I would imagine they would be able to cover 6.5 here. My final game of the day that I'm going to give you, Penn Quakers. We're going to the Ivy League. Put them glasses on, study those books. It's a weekend, so they can play sports here in the Ivy League. And Penn Quakers, we're going to favor them -1. We're going to hammer that. They're on the road against Dartmouth. Dartmouth, whatever, I clearly didn't get into those schools. I didn't even bother applying. Penn Quakers are 6-3 against the spread on the road this year. You love to see that. They're 6-1 against the spread in the last 7 games. You love to ride the hot hand in these, especially with college basketball. It's pretty much every team in college, it's who's hot now versus who's cold. Dartmouth is ice cold. Sure, they're on a 2-game winning streak, but when you consider those wins came against Cornell and Columbia, who have 11 combined wins this year. Before that, I believe they've lost 7 in a row. They're not that great of a basketball team. I don't even know if they could, you could say they mailed it in because they never really had anything to mail in the beginning. Penn coming off their best win of the year over Yale last weekend. So we're riding the hot Penn Quakers, playing for better seeding in the Ivy League tournament, which is coming up right around the corner. So to recap our nine Noah's No Doubters for the show, NBA, we're going with the Mavericks minus four. The Dallas Orlando over 219.5 and the Pacers minus 6.5. NHL picks, we're going with the New York Rangers plus 140, Dallas Stars minus 140, and the Colorado Avalanche puck line minus 1.5 goals. And on the college hardwood, Sacred Heart and Merrimack under 128.5. Robert Morris minus 6.5 and Penn minus 1. Thank you for tuning in to Lunchtime. I am Noah Hiles. I hope my No Doubters, at the very least, they entertain you. You can fade me. You can trail me. You can do whatever you want. Just keep listening. We'll see you on Monday. Thanks for tuning in.